Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome everyone. I was just thinking there was going to be more to that than there was. Thought I was at a commercial, but no, I'm starting the show, and I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator, on Inspired Choices Network, or any other platform you are listening to or watching me on. Just make sure you're liking, subscribing, and if you ever want to come over and have a conversation, you can come right over here to Inspired Choices Network. All you got to do is go to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com/chatroom. And you can kind of have a conversation with me and we can chat. Or if you have a question, that's what this chat room is designed for. So I am Sandy Burr. This is my magic wand. And this magic wand is used when working with clients to kind of ask, if I was your fairy godmother and I could change anything in your life, and this was the wand, what would it be? So now let's think to yourself, if I was a fairy godmother and this was a wand that could change anything in your life, what would it be? Or what would it bring forward for you? What would you let go of? Because I have three programs out here designed to help you become the person you are meant to be, or the person you want to be, or just exploring who you are, maybe accentuating the positives, letting go of the negatives. Any of my programs can do that because they're all different, designed around different topics, but they all basically have and get to the same point, is who you want to be, because I have Unleashing Your Authentic Self. Maybe you don't know what your values are or your motivators in life or even your life's purpose. That's what Unleashing Your Authentic Self is finding out who is the true you. Because I spent 40 years not knowing who the true me was. And I didn't even like that word authentic because I wasn't being authentic. And I can say within the last 2 years, when people say, man, you're so authentic, I am, because I know who I am, what I want, where I want to be. I know all that because I unleashed my authentic self. Does it take a little work? Yeah. But if you want to do the work, you're gonna get there. So I have some programs out there, and that is Unleash Your Authentic Self. Maybe you don't know what your life purpose is and you just want to figure that out. You want to figure out what your values are, what motivates you, what are your strengths, how do you learn? That's what Unleashing Your Authentic Self we start working on. And like I say, if you want to figure out any of this, or just get on a connection call, because maybe I've sparked something within you by watching me or listening to me on Emotional Elevator. So you want to just get on a call. Those are always free. And it's an hour. I'm giving up an hour of my time to help you help yourself. Then there is another program, which is very big for me, was Thriving Through Forgiveness. Because sometimes we stay in that victim mentality because we're afraid to forgive. We're afraid to become the superheroes that we were meant to be. We're all meant to be that superhero. And it's when we start letting go and shedding those layers and seeing the powers we have within ourselves to become thriving through forgiveness. So that's what that program is all about. These are basically 3-month programs that you can sign up with me. And it is one of those. If you get it within the first month, and you're like, you know what? I want to move on to a different area. It's not staying in, because you're the leader. It's all about you're driving the car. And when you're driving your own car, sometimes you like to exit. Sometimes you like to take a rest. Sometimes you want to get to that destination so quick that you leave out some steps. So, yeah. Working with me, it's all about what you want to accomplish. Then there is, once you really know who your authentic self is how to find your empowerment, how to set those healthy boundaries. We'll set some of those boundaries in the other programs, but this is more about leveling up, as we like to call, leveling up. Finding your empowerment. If you have been working a job that does not fulfill you and it's not part of who you are, it doesn't line up with your values once you figure that out, your strengths and everything, it's finding that empowerment to say, you know what, this isn't me. Finding the courage. It's about finding the courage within you. So I have these great programs, and I love working with clients who, I work with clients on all three of those that just don't know where they are right now. What area should we work on? Sometimes it takes a conversation call, and then it takes just getting into figuring out, do you know your life's purpose? But then once you say, oh yeah, absolutely, and we know all this and we've gotten into that, you're like, I'm really good in this area, but I just need to learn boundaries. So it's not this, these programs are one size fits all. No. We all need to sometimes configure to a different size. So that's who I am, Sandy Bird, as a coach. If you ever want to reach out and get on a conversation call, you can always go to my website, sandybird.com. You can reach out to me in an email at sandybird. Of course, if you're listening or watching me, you know I spell Sandy with two E's and a Y with the bird. At coach. So if you want to email me, it's sandybirdcoach@gmail.com or sandy@emotionalelevator.com. But tonight's show is really all about, and this lines up with those programs, the power of choice. Courageously choose your path. And I'm just going to read you what I wrote for the headlines of this show, the description, but I like to say the headlines. What does choice mean to you? Do you choose for yourself? What fears or self-doubts do you have around your choice to choose? When was the last time you made a courageous choice for yourself? Do you give yourself the right to choose? Why or why not? In this episode of Emotional Lover, I, Sandy Bird, I'm the host, will unpack the profound power of choice and how every decision we make can shape our lives. By combining choice, and I did an acronym for people like my acronyms. I like my acronyms because it keeps me focused on what it is that this topic is about. CHOICE stands for courageously honoring opportunities to inspire change and empowerment. And CHOOSE is basically the same thing. Courageously honoring opportunities to overcome self-doubt and empower yourself. So when you make a choice and you choose, you're basically courageously honoring opportunities. It's either inspiring or overcoming self-doubt or inspiring change and empowerment. They both have about empowering yourself. When you make choices and you choose, you are empowering yourself. Sometimes we don't see that. But Sandy will explore how embracing your ability to choose with intention can lead to growth, authenticity, and fulfillment. This episode is all about learning how to courageously choose your path and use every choice as a stepping stone toward becoming your better self. It's time to overcome fear, honor your journey, and elevate your emotional well-being. Lines up with Emotional Elevator. But I just love, and this is something I really want to say, is I love when I come up with a theme for the show, and then I thought of this theme about a month ago, and I never put it out there. And yet, I had to kind of do this at the last minute, and it lines up with things that have been going on in my own personal life and with some of my clients. And a lot of it had to do with being around family during holidays. Is you have the right of choice or choose. And sometimes we try to, because of fear, we don't want to choose. We just want to say, okay, well, I have to. In life, there's nothing you really have to do except for feed yourself, water. You can go days without eating, done it. You can go, like I said, you can go days without eating. You can go days without taking a shower. You can go days without sleep. Yes, there are some consequences when you make those choices, but sometimes when you do things to the extreme like that, you find out that you have more power within you to make choices and decisions for yourself. Because that is a big, big lesson that I've learned a lot more so recently, and even working with my clients as we talk about, well, what do you want to do? And then they say, well, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da wants me to. That wasn't the question. What do you want to do? What are you choosing for yourself? What choice do you have? Well, I don't really have a choice because my husband or my mother or my child is expecting. That's not what I said. What is your choice? What do you choose? And it's all about realizing that some decisions are made for us and some decisions are not made for us, but it's how we react or respond to it. So think about this as a scenario. You wake up tomorrow morning. Morning's going great. Whatever you do in the morning to gear yourself up, if it's just getting up at the last minute, throwing water on your face, brushing your teeth and going, then that's what you do. But your routine, great. You get in the car, it doesn't start. You get frustrated. You have a choice in that matter. Do I figure out what's wrong with my car? Depending on where you live, do I just get in an Uber because I got to get to work? Or do I call work and say, you know what, my car is broken down, I need to figure this out. So you have a choice there. The problem is a lot of us have that fear. Oh my God, my car won't start. Oh my God, what am I going to do? And we start panicking and start having anxiety when we don't even know. I have worked with people and even myself have experienced that where I've gotten in my car and it doesn't start. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I got to get to work. Da, 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 da. And I'm going on instead of taking the moment, breathe. Okay, why isn't it starting? Could it be the starter? Well, no, that's clicking. Well, let me put up the hood. And then I pick up the hood. Somehow my battery cable just came loose or something. So that's why it's not starting. And here I spent this time in my head and everything. And I'm playing scenarios out. And yes, it's easier said than done to turn that off and just sit there and say, okay, what am I choosing right now? What should I do in this moment? So let's say it is a loose cord and you put it back on your battery. You start driving. Car comes out of nowhere, isn't paying attention, maybe texting, and hits you. You have a choice in that moment. Do you get out of your car, scream at them, holler at them, beat up their car? Or do you sit in your car, maybe call the police, maybe sit there and say, hey, let's figure out what's going on. You have choices. It's how you respond or react. But you have a choice in the moment. Do you overreact? Or do you calmly go, okay, you feel your body as I'm demonstrating, okay, I'm safe, I'm okay, I don't know the damage on my car, but let me get out. Or let me sit here for a moment and just de-escalate myself, because you have that as a choice. But a lot of times we watch scenarios where people are out there and they're like, oh my God, what did you do? And we overreact when we don't even know what the situation is. Because I have not been in that situation. I've been a witness to that situation. And then you go up to the car and they're already raging. And they've gotten to the car and realized that it was an elderly person that went into something, a diabetic shock, whatever. And now they're trying to unravel the rage that they already have and try to have empathy, and they can't. Or they don't know what to do at this point because they're like, oh my gosh, this person looks like they're dead in the car. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And they're still in that kind of fight flight mode. That was a choice they made. Instead of just, okay, I'm going to get out. I'm going to make sure they're okay. You know, a car is a car. It's something materialistic. It's a car. See, that's the point. We have choices in our life that we can make. It's what we choose to empower ourselves to overcome self-doubt or to inspire ourselves to be the bigger person, to not get out. Because on the other side, there could be this person who goes, "You cut me off." "I didn't cut you off." And then there's that scenario. But it's how we choose. Do we want to react or do we just want to respond? And that is the biggest part of choice and choose, is more so not things that might be out of our control, but it's how do we respond or react to it? So clearly, it's already time for our first break. So I'm going to choose to go to my first break because that actually is my choice. So think about that. That's a choose and a choice. And we will go to the first break. Thank you for watching or listening to me. If you're on any other platforms, like and subscribe. If some of this resonates to you and you want to start working on that, just reach out to me, like I said, at sandyberg.com. We can get on a connection conversation or email me at sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Or at sandybergcoach@gmail.com. You can reach out to me, follow me on any social media at Sandy Berg. But we will go to that first break. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. I am Sandy Berg, and you are watching or listening on Inspired Choices Network. Thank you.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. As I was talking about in the first part of the show, what you choosing for yourself, what are you choosing for yourself? You have a choice in any moment. Are you going to choose or react? And I gave some scenarios about your car doesn't work when you first get up, or you get in an accident, and it's how we choose to respond or react. That is the big part of choosing and choice. And I started giving scenarios of working with clients, and they talk about how they don't have a choice when it comes to like the holidays or family or any of that. You do have a choice to go, stay. You have choices. But it's what you choose to do that is all about you. But it's before choosing, it's realizing that I'm choosing this for me. Not because my husband says so, my wife says so, my nanny says so, my mom says so, my kids say so. No. When you start realizing I'm making the choice for myself, you will start to elevate your emotions and not go in that negative attitude. And you already are in a just free flow state. You're just flowing with it. Because the only things in life that we really have no choice about is we have to feed ourselves. We have to get sleep at some point. But technically, we're choosing to work. We're choosing abundance. We are choosing these things in our life. But we have a choice. I can choose not to work. But yeah, might I end up on the streets? But that's my choice at that point. I'm choosing that for myself. It's those scenarios. I love, and I've been one of them, not with the job scenario, but more in the marriage scenario, is, you know, I really have no choice. I really have no choice. Yeah, I do. I just didn't see it because of societal norms, societal pressure on me, societal standards, maybe even a religious pressure, a religious standard that you must be married, you must stay together, those kind of things. But you're not offering yourself the choice. You're not giving yourself the power. You're not empowering yourself. Now, if you're choosing to stay in maybe an unhealthy marriage, but you choose to work on it as a team, then that is making a choice. You're choosing to stay in it, but you're also working on yourself and your relationship with your partner. Now, that's totally different because you're making a choice and you're also choosing a direction. You're not just, oh, well, this is what it's going to be. Because think about this. Any given time, and I work with many clients because I also, here's another gamut of my abilities, I also help people write effective resumes. I also help people effectively get positions at companies, and how I did it for many years, and how I actually had headhunters who wanted me to work for different companies. So that's something else. If you want to reach out with me and get on a connection call, you're trying to go through that change and you just need two sessions with me, I do that as well. Don't think it's exclusively about these programs, but that's something else. But at any point, anybody can walk into, if you're working for a job, A, can lose your job, can be laid off, can be fired, whatever. Because they're making a choice. And you might not be the chosen one. And here's the thing. It's when that choice was made for us, we choose how we want to react, how we want to respond. I was on, this wasn't a client of mine. This was someone I knew who I helped write an effective resume for and help them land a better job. Got fired, and I right away said to him, so how did you handle that? I mean, what did you do? This is before I became a coach. And they're like, I just went in there and I stole every single pen, pencil, post-it notes, and all these things. And I'm like, what? Yeah, I went through the, you know, the supply, and I just stole every pen, pencil, and post-it note. And I was like, okay, how did that make you feel? And they're like, made me feel good. And I was like, okay. I was like, now what are you going to do? Well, of course, I got to go get a job. Okay. And then they realized they didn't sit in their pain. They were like, you know what? This is an opportunity for me. I really didn't like that job, but I was hanging on because of the benefits. I was hanging on because I put so many years in. So I did have vacation, even though I wasn't taking my vacations. And they got a better job. And then I was like, so what are you gonna do? I mean, like, how many pens and pencils? Like, we got in a conversation, and it was amazing how many pens and pencils she took. Post-it notes. I always love post-it notes. Love me some post-it notes. I got probably too many post-it notes. But I said, now what are you gonna do with all these pens and pencils? She ended up donating them to one of her kids' schools or both of her kids' schools. And she felt empowered by doing that. But in the moment, she says, I didn't want to react. So I responded by just taking all that. They took money from me, so I took money from them. The whole time I was, in my mind, I'm thinking pennies on a dollar of what you stole. But at the same time, she felt empowered by doing it. And it was a company that ended up going bankrupt. So in the sense, she didn't respond. She didn't react. And when she talked to me, she wasn't in a negative headspace. She felt empowered because she did something by not going after them or anything, but she felt empowered by taking pens, pencils, and post-it notes. So it's how we react, because sometimes we don't get the choice, but we get to choose how we respond or react. And that's the big key to life. Because recently I've had some decisions and choices I've had to make, and I've had some choices kind of made for me. And I get to choose how I want to respond. I get to choose. I get to respond. I get to choose. Am I going to react? How do I want to react? Do I want to react positively? Do I want to react negatively? And what happens if I start reacting negatively? All it's going to do is keep piling on. I'm going to stay in that cycle of negativity. And that's why having this topic tonight was such a big conversation for me, even today. And I'll get into that. And I had a group coaching. We had a group coaching call. And because I chose just to be present and not let what's going on outside, this coaching group was phenomenal. And it was phenomenal for me because I ended up being able to say, you know what? I'm going to be present and be the coach. And I became present. I did not let what's going on outside this wall, these four walls, to distract me from being present. I did kind of have a choice what was going on outside these four walls. And what I chose to do was what my heart told me to do. But in that moment, I was like, you know what? I'm choosing me in this moment. It's an hour and a half, and that's what I'm choosing. And it was, for me, phenomenal because I was able to choose how I wanted to present myself and not how I wanted to come in all like, oh my gosh, all this stuff is going on. Let me go ahead and tell them. Maybe I can excuse myself. No, why would I want to do that? And that's what you've got to think about in your own life when you think about this. Some situations that you might feel you don't have a choice in, you get to choose your energy. You get to choose how you respond. That's on you. Empower yourself. Let go of those self-doubts. Let go of the woe is me or, oh, well, this is what is expected of me. Because when we stay in what is expected of us, we're not choosing for us. It's being chosen for us. And just think how freeing and how you would feel independent if you started choosing you, choosing how you want to respond and react. Because that has been, in my adult life, one of the biggest pieces of my puzzle that has been missing, and realizing courageously choose my path in the power of my choice, what Sandy wants for Sandy. So it is time for us to go on that second break. And while we are on that break, think of something that you have been contemplating, that you're choosing to settle with, but you want to choose a different road. Think about that. Contemplate that and how you can choose differently. Maybe it's a conversation that you've had with a loved one or a friend, friends or loved ones, or even a boss, that you didn't choose the right words or choose the right reaction. Go back and ask yourself, how could I have chosen differently? How could I have responded to empower myself and not necessarily empower them? So think about that while we are on break. Something that you've been talking about, the power of choice and courageously choosing your path. So let's get to that break. You are watching me or listening to me. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Inspired Choice. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. You could be listening to me on over 300 platforms or watching me. Like and subscribe. If you want to reach out to me, my email can be sandy@emotionalelevator.com or sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. Any social media, it's Sandy Bird. sandybird.com is my website. Check out my programs, or if you just want to get on a connection conversation with me, because part of this where I said I write effective resumes and how to spark up your resume and how to land that perfect job, that's something you just need somebody to work with you on. That doesn't require being in a program, but then you might realize I need to unleash that authentic self, that part of me. But I do individual coaching as well on an hourly basis. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in a program. It can be because you just need something that it's not going to be a 3-month or a 6-month program. So let's get to that break. And when we come back, I'll dive in a little bit more on the power of choice and courageously choose your path.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. If you've been watching me or listening to me, I hope that you, the prompt that I gave you before the commercial break to think about a choice that you've made that you wish you did differently, or you chose to do differently, and how by empowering yourself, embracing change, letting go of the self-doubt, you are becoming more aware of what you want for yourself. Because that's what having choice and choosing is about. And I've talked about some scenarios. In the beginning, it was about, you know, you wake up, your car doesn't start, you have a choice, or you get in an accident. You have a choice on how you're going to react. You choose your reaction. You have a choice in, if there's an accident or you get laid off or fired, you didn't get a choice. But how you get to choose. You basically get to decide the outcome for yourself. You get to choose. Do I want to wallow in my pity? Or do I want to find something better, just as satisfying or gratifying? Or what if you are in that position or and you feel like this isn't nurturing me. This isn't lifting me. I don't feel challenged in my position. A, go for a different one. Choose yourself. Empower yourself. See what it would take for you to get there. But then also, that's not where you want to be. You have a choice. Change. You have a choice to change. You can choose yourself in that moment. We spend most of our time with that self-doubt. I can't choose a different job. I can't choose a different life. I can't choose something different. Because what if it's not as good or whatever? I can tell you, if that's the way you're walking around, that's self-doubt, that you're doubting yourself. You're not embracing who you are or realizing that I can make a choice. I can change. I can elevate myself in life. So think about that. What is it? What choice do you want to choose differently in your life? Because there's a lot of things in our life that we do have choices, but we don't see them as choices. Because it may be in the moment you're stagnant. And how do you get stagnant? Stagnant is basically almost stuck. You either, do I rock forward? Do I rock back? Think about a vehicle stuck in snow or stuck in something, mud, snow. You either watch them, they'll rock forward, they'll rock back, they'll rock forward, they'll rock back, and then they'll just hit it in high gear and get out. And that's a choice you can make. Are you going to, I don't know what the future's going to hold. Let me go back to the past, and I'm sorry if when I move back, you're not hearing me as well, but think about rocking back and forth. Rocking forward is the future. Rocking back is the past. Choose to stay in the present. Because we never know what the future holds for us. We know what the past held for us, and we don't have to stay in that. That's a choice. Are you choosing to stay in your past? Are you choosing to allow the past to dictate what you're choosing for your future? Or do you want to make a different choice and say, you know what? I'm going to brush that off. I'm going to wash the mud off or the snow off. And I'm going to figure out right now in this present moment, what do I choose for myself? A lot of times we don't take that moment to choose for ourselves. And tonight was such a great topic for me is, so I had some situations this week that were not in my control. I didn't choose them. I had a choice. I could have said, no, I'm not doing that. But I decided I can help. I'm going to do that. I'll take this on and I'll take that on. because that was my choice and I chose to do it. And when I chose to do it, I did it with honor and gratitude that I can help in this situation. And I can help this person. And I can help that person. And I can help them together at the same time. But what it did for me was it pushed my limits a little bit, which was great, very gratifying. So I ended up past, let's say, my bedtime. Let's just say my bedtime. So it was very early morning when I laid down. Well, I've been very good at getting up crack of dawn, doing my meditation, doing my dancing, laughing, singing, doing, you know, my journaling. Sorry, there's a little nap. Journaling. And last night I was like, you know what? I'm choosing not to set my alarm. I woke up. My body woke up on one of its first modes. Got up. Went back. Nah. Then the time that I is like my late, late time. Got up. Lay back down. Said, no, I'm just going to lay here. And if my body tells me to stay awake, I'll get up. But I fell back to sleep. And I woke up with a little teeny bit of time before my first call. And I had a choice in that moment. Do I react and go, oh my gosh, I can't do my meditation. I can't do my dancing and singing. I can't do this. No, what I did was I said, you know what? Instead of having the 20 minutes, the 20 minutes, the 20 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, and at least I still chose myself. Now, I wake up and do a meditation that takes about 10 minutes, so that started cutting into the time. But then I went, you know what? I can skip this one thing because I'm going to be doing it later anyway. So I did. And that's why today's show was so important for this to be my topic, because I realize that sometimes we get to the point where we make these choices and choose, and then it's like the final countdown of us. And today I realized when I got up, no, you know what? My body chose to take extra for myself. I chose sleep. I chose. It was chosen for me, but I allowed my body and my mind to choose relaxation. And I feel like in that moment, that's why I was more productive this afternoon, and I was present still. And I realized, even though a choice was made for me that I did not choose, I still functioned at that higher level because I was able to let go of what I set for myself, a routine. I was able to let go of that strict routine that I put on myself. And that's something I put on myself. It's not something society tells me to do. It's not something that religiously or my spiritual practice tells me I have to do this every day. But in that moment, I chose myself. So I want you to think about, because we're almost going to our next break, what can you choose for yourself? Or what strict routines do you have for yourself that if you chose something differently, could you still uplift yourself? Could you still embrace change of choice or change choosing? Would you? So that's my question to you. What in are you really like strict on that if you made a decision or if something was made for you, how would you respond to yourself when it comes to that? Because a lot of things happen to us out of our control And we don't know how to settle back and go, maybe that was a choice that was made for me, for me. And maybe I can't see it in the moment. But maybe if I just sit here, take the moment, I can see the bigger picture, as it's called. But we're going to go on our last break. And when we come back, we're still going to talk about the power of choice and courageously choose your path. But you are watching or listening to me. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. And if you are on any other platform, you can like or subscribe anytime you get on there and you're like, you know what, she's making valid points, but I have a question. You could always come over here on Inspired Choices Network, get in the chat room, ask your questions, or if for you that's too vulnerable, reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com or sandy@emotionalelevator.com, or come to any of my social media platforms at sandybird. Go to my website, sandybird.com, and we can definitely get on a connection call and have a conversation. Or if any of my programs speak to you, that you want to start choosing yourself. But let's go on our final break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. Tonight I've been giving scenarios and talking about you have a choice. You have a choice. Choose your path. You do have a choice. And sometimes choices are out of our control. And I went into scenarios about cars breaking down or being in an accident or being fired or laid off. And you have a choice on how you want to respond, or you get to choose how you want to respond. That's part of your choice. And sometimes when choices are made for us, we get to choose how we want to embrace it, how we want to react to it, how we want to respond to it. Because we've all gone through scenarios in our life that we didn't make that choice or we didn't choose that. But it's how we can see the light, how we can embrace that change and empower ourselves to be the bigger people, the better people out there. Because all I think about when I have talked about this is we did not have a choice for, I want to say 2 years of our life, but as strong, we didn't have a choice for a good 6 months. I'm going to say 6 months, maybe 9 months, maybe even a full year. Where, and anyone where you're at, you were affected. We all were affected by the COVID. And we had choices for ourselves. We didn't have the choice to choose if we could go in public, if we couldn't. Some of those decisions were made for us. But it's how did we react to it? What did we choose for it? Because some choices were made for us that maybe we didn't agree with, or we agreed with, or thought that they should do more about. but empowering ourselves to think and act the way we wanted to. That was a choice we made for ourselves. So think about that. And I love asking people questions. Well, when it comes to political beliefs or religious beliefs, that's a very slippery slope, and I'm not going to get into it. But I love when I ask, well, why did you choose that person? Why do you believe in that person? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, who told you that? Oh, well, you know, my church or my husband or my mother or something like that. But what do you think? You have that choice. It's one of the biggest gifts we have in life is the right to choose our outcomes for ourselves. We might not get a choice in some things like jobs. I can't just go be a doctor because I choose to be a doctor. Well, that means I have to choose to go to medical school. So that's a choice I might not have for myself, nor do I want that choice. But we get to choose that. That is something we get to choose. So think about that. The next time you're perplexed in a situation, you have the power of choice. You have the power to choose you, to empower yourself. You have that within you because it is a gift. It is a gift in choosing you, or do you choose everybody else? Are you a people pleaser so you never choose yourself? You choose everybody else. You choose to satisfy and gratify other people when you're not choosing yourself. But what can you do to choose yourself? And what can I do to help you learn to choose yourself? And what choices would you make differently in your life if you were empowered in yourself? When you let go of the self-doubts or the societal expectations? Because that's what most of our stuck in our decisions, stuck in not challenging ourselves, is because of our self-doubt that we have within ourselves. But when we can challenge ourselves and our thoughts and our processing, that's making a choice for ourselves to inspire ourselves. What would you do different about yourself? What would you choose differently about yourself if you could? What choice would you make? Because this is a big topic. We all walk around sometimes and say, well, I didn't have any choice. Yeah, you did. Well, that's not what I would choose. Well, then what would you choose? And how would you do something differently? Because that's a choice, and that's choosing yourself. So just think about that. Think about different scenarios and how you would choose differently, what your choice would be. And how can you embrace that and not just let it go and be like, oh, well, it's done. No. But thank you for joining me tonight on the power of choice and courageously choose your path. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And please reach out to me. And thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.